Traditional Chinese medicine is not the strange, exotic thing it once was in this country. Now, thousands of U.S. practitioners offer acupuncture and treatments using herbal medicines. Most of those herbs come from China, but there have been reports that some of the products are contaminated with pesticides and heavy metals. So there's a new push to grow Chinese herbs here in this country. Robbie Harris of member station WVTF in Charlottesville, Virginia, brings us the story.
The Blue Ridge Center for Chinese Medicine is surrounded by miles of mountains, forests, and farmland. Outside the building, small plots of Chinese medicinal herbs grow on terraced slopes.
A lot of these herbs we are going to let flower and be pollinated and grow for the seed because there is such a need for the seed.
David Grimsley is co-director of the Appalachian Medicinal Herb Growers Consortium. It's a new project based at the center that teaches others how to grow the herbs native to China here in Appalachia. The goal is to raise plants that meet the quality standards demanded by practitioners at clinics like this one.
The ones on the top here are the ones that we can grow at the clinic here.
Nate Sloan is the co-director. In what looks like a well-organized kitchen, he points to shelves up to the ceiling with large, neatly labeled glass canisters. They're filled with dried roots, leaves, and flowers. Grimsley pulls one down and opens the lid.
This is Trichosanthes. We go by their Latin names as opposed to their Chinese pinyin medicinal name because we're farmers working with the herbs themselves and not the medicine. This is a perennial melon, and one wonderful thing about it is the skin is used, the seeds are used, the fruit is used, and the root is used, and they're all for something different.
Practitioners must be certified by the state, and not all states allow it. But growers see an increase in demand.
Which is why, you know, I spent so much time, a couple of years actually looking into the possibility of opening up the Chinese Herbal Clinic at the Cleveland Clinic.
Jamie Starkey is now the director of that Chinese Herbal Therapy Clinic at the renowned Cleveland Clinic. It opened in January, one of the first herbal clinics inside a hospital in the country. Like most practitioners here, Starkey buys her herbs from China, but she'd like to see high-quality medicinal herbs grown here.
So if the United States farmers can tap into growing Chinese herbs, but do it in a way where there's proper testing by third parties, they're able to identify the herbs properly, there's no contamination, there's no pesticides, you know, I think it's such a great opportunity.
Jean Giblet is a longtime grower who studied the market. She says there are 27,000 licensed practitioners in the U.S., and she estimates the market here to be $200 to $300 million a year.
That's a conservative estimate because once they're presented with fresh, domestically grown herbs, I think it's actually going to change practitioner behavior. It's going to encourage people who may be relying on manufactured products now to go back to the traditional agricultural products.
Many herbalists say the most effective way to use medicinal herbs is to boil them twice, then discard them and drink the tea, a process known as decoction. It's exactly the way people here in Appalachia have taken wild indigenous herbs. Again, David Grimsley.
This area of the Appalachians corresponds very nicely to the medicine belt in China, where a lot of the Chinese herbs are endemic. They grow naturally in the wild. So we're very excited to become a medicinal hub for Chinese herbs.
Since the project began in spring, the Appalachian Medicinal Herb Growers Consortium has helped plant 9 farms in the area, and Grimsley says 20 more are on the way. For NPR News, I'm Robbie Harris.